Newness, Part 2. Every day, think of yourself as a new flower. In the morning, you can think of yourself as a bud. Then, at noon, feel that this bud is blossoming. Finally, in the evening, you can think of yourself as a fully blossomed lotus. It all started with newness. When the flower was a little bud, it was new. While it is blossoming, it is again new. Then in the evening, when it is fully blossomed, again it is new. Sri Chinmoy. Newness and our spiritual heart nourish and perpetuate each other. Our heart's meditation unveils the ever-new. In turn, the ever-new ushers us into our heart's meditation home. Meditation reveals constant newness. Newness uncovers ever-deepening, expanding, and illumining meditation. Every day, invoke newness before and during meditation. The old, even yesterday's joy, has not brought us our ultimate fulfillment, so we must forever turn to the new. Newness houses our every goal. Only in newness can our fulfillment abide. While newness constantly blossoms in our heart, we need to keep newness always in the forefront of our mind's preoccupations and life's activities. Strive to make newness our default choice, our habit and attitude, our mantra, our lens through which to see the world, a pole star guiding our thoughts and actions. Seek out new ways of seeing, doing, seeking, becoming and being. New hobbies and pursuits, new fields and horizons, new ideas and ideals. Be always ready to discard the old in favor of the new, especially old fixed ways of our mind and ego, old assumptions, beliefs, prejudices, and judgments. Newness itself brings hope and promise. Hope guides our steps, and promise fuels our quest. When you keep newness as your constant companion, then newness itself will always happily illumine your today's path and beckon your tomorrow's goal.